Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Many don't realize that about 80-some years ago, we had one of the most significant backfields in college football history, the Golden Trio, the 1939 UCLA team, that had a team of great athletes that did much more even after they left UCLA. Their story in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. Welcome back to the Pigpen. This is Darren Hayes, and we have some great football history we're going to be going back into today. We're going to go back almost 80 years ago to the UCLA Bruins and the backfield trio that they had, where they had three men that were black men, who at the time, you know, it wasn't very popular to have men of color playing collegiate football, but the UCLA squad, they did. They had four, in fact, on that team, when the whole rest of the country, you know, minus some of those traditionally black colleges of the South, had maybe just a couple dozen players playing for them in that time period. And, to make it even more significant to the annals of football history is that the talent level of these great football players was just off the charts too. They are remembered as the Gold Dust Trio. And each of the three men that started in 1939 backfield for the Bruins would star in the collegiate limelight at UCLA, but they had gigantic accomplishments after they left the school's gridiron field as well. In fact, there's a pretty big jump for each of these men, because the 1939 Bruins had their first undefeated season in school history on the football field, and that was a 6-0-4 record. Yes, the 10 games they had that season, they started off in September, and they beat TCU, who came to visit them, 6-2, kind of an odd score. But then the next week, they played Washington, at Washington, defeated the Huskies 14-7. Then they tied the Stanford Cardinals at Stanford, 14-all. Beat Montana 20-6. Defeated Oregon 16-6. They played Cal and won 20-7 there. So at that point, you know, they're 5-1 at that point. Then they had a tie with Santa Clara, who was a pretty good team at that time, 0-0, scoreless tie. Then next week they tied Oregon State 13-all at home, and then prevailed over Washington State 24-7. Then that big matchup with USC. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment here. But these three gents behind the offensive line, each men of color, you know, three of the four, and many times their places of skin tone was not accepted very well. The three teammates were Jackie Robinson. Well, you maybe heard of this guy before. Woody Strode and Kenny Washington. I think all of them have their places in history, but it's amazing they were all on the same UCLA football team. We're going to tell you where each of their place of history is in a moment here. But there's also a fourth African-American player from the Bruins 1939 team, Ray Bartlett, who served as a substitute on the team. And before we go into what each of the Gold Dust Trio did after UCLA's 1939 season, let's discuss a little bit more of the 39 season. UCLA in 1939, besides not suffering a loss all year, finished second place in the Pacific Coast Conference. The season came down to that first game against a rival USC that had national implications. Final game of the year. The Bruins played the third-ranked Trojans to a scoreless tie in front of 103,000 of paid attendance. They ended up ranking number 7 in the country in the AP poll. Unfortunately for the Bruins, the tiebreaker of who would represent the West Coast teams, the Pacific Coast League, in the 1940 Rose Bowl, went to the Trojans, who went on to topple Tennessee in the big game, and the Bruins, though, would live on through the lives and accomplishments of this brave backfield trio made up of these three men, Robinson, Washington, and Strode. First, let's talk about Woody Strode. He was a California native, and Strode's athletic abilities were sensational. He was a decathlon specialist, nearly beating world records in the shot put and the high jump. Strode excelled in football and track and field at Thomas Jefferson High School. And Woody was an exceptional athlete and was given a scholarship to attend UCLA for his football talent. And Strode was a physical specimen, too, with a muscular and very athletic build and the skills to accompany this great physique. Unfortunately, much of his UCLA story is lost to time. Because after school, though, he was unable to get an NFL contract because of racial reasons and elite in the league. But he did play semi-pro ball in the Pacific Coast League along with Kenny Washington for the Hollywood Bears. According to an LA Times story from 1995, Strode was playing football for the Hollywood Bears when World War II broke out, and he followed his coach at the time into the Army Air Corps, where he resumed playing the sport. And after seeing service in the Pacific, Strode returned to Los Angeles, where he and Kenny Washington later played for the Rams in a team's first season in the city. He later played in the CFL and had a short stint with the Brooklyn Dodgers football team of the AAFC. And after his playing days were over, he became a professional wrestler and began to land some small muscle men acting parts in such roles as the Lion in Androcles and the Lion, and a gladiator in Demetrius and the Gladiators. Yes, his days in Hollywood actor were just beginning. In 1960, in fact, he landed a role of a soldier in the film Sergeant Rutledge, which was one of his best-known performances. Woody Strode would also act alongside top actors of the time, including several films with John Wayne, including The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and he also appeared in The Ten Commandments, Porkchop Hill, and The Professionals. And he even had a part in the movie Spartacus, where Woody engaged in one of the most famous movie fights ever, facing off with Kirk Douglas. Now, Kenny Washington. Now, he was the tailback of this trio in UCLA stalwarts. Now, Kenny was from the Los Angeles area also and went to UCLA on scholarship as well as Strode. And as a youngster in LA, he enjoyed sports, especially baseball. But despite baseball being his first love, Washington was a very gifted and exceptional football player. He helped lead his Lincoln High team to a city championship when he was a senior. And as a collegian, Kenny rushed for 9,975 yards, which was a Bruin record for over 56 years. He also was UCLA's first ever consensus All-American in 1939. And according to his story on Britannica website, because of his race, Washington's awards failed to match his accomplishments. However, he was made the second team rather than the first team in all major All-America selections and was not named to the postseason East-West Shrine Game at all. Each of these slights provoked outrage in the national black press and in the mainstream press on the West Coast, where Washington was both greatly admired and immensely popular. Now, Mr. Washington was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1956, though. And according to the newsroom at UCLA, Kenny Washington, who was a senior, was named as the nation's top collegiate player. He led UCLA to its first undefeated season and played in a college All-Star game against the Green Bay Packers. But while most of his All-Star teammates signed in the NFL, Washington was not picked. Even though Chicago Bears coach George Halas tried to convince NFL coaches to lift the ban on black players for the Bruins star. Without much hope of an NFL contract, though, Kenny joined the Los Angeles Police Department and played some semi-pro ball on the side. Later on, though, Kenny got his big break when the Rams franchise moved from Cleveland to the West Coast. And Washington was the distinction of being the first African-American player to sign a contract in the NFL in the common era after World War II with L.A. And with the Rams, though, after playing in the Pacific League with the Hollywood Bears, like we mentioned earlier with Woody Strode, until then. And he, along with Marion Motley, Bill Willis, and Strode, and others, helped break the color barrier in the NFL. Now, Jackie Robinson doesn't need much introduction, but we're going to tell you about him anyway. Now, many people don't even know what a great gridiron player Jackie was, as his accomplishments in baseball far overshadow those of his collegiate football career, and rightfully so. However, we're here to preserve football history and Mr. Jackie Robinson's part in it. And Robinson initially went to Pasadena Junior College before being offered a scholarship to attend UCLA. And when Robinson joined the Bruins, he, along with Stroden Washington, formed a game-changing and historic trio, the Gold Dust Trio. And Jackie Robinson, of course, he broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball as a member of the Brooklyn Dodgers. And he's remembered each year when all players in the MLB salute his accomplishments by wearing his number 42 jersey during the games on the diamond. But when Jackie transferred to UCLA in 1939, Washington and Strode were already in their senior seasons. The tandem had already established themselves as a mainstay talented backs in the Bruins' offensive arsenal. Head coach at the time, Edwin C. Horrell, ran the wing T offense, and he was licking his chops for the upcoming season with the talent in his backfield. The formation isn't popular nowadays, but it was a favorite amongst coaches in the pre-World War II era. The formation was a tailback, fullback, and wingback, using their speed and pre-snap motion to gain advantages over opponents. And this group had the quickness and the speed to spare. Perfect for this offense. Robinson, along with Washington, combined for 1,325 yards of offense that year in the record books. Unfortunately, we don't have much information that we can uncover on Woody Strode's 1939 stat line contributions, but we can tell you that they were indeed significant, because when he wasn't running with the ball or catching a pass, he was blocking, and that's very important in that offense. All three men suffered mistreatment on the field and off of it because of the color of their skin, both by opponents and teammates alike, but they overcame with bravery, dignity, great play on the football field, opening the doors for countless thousands of players that came after them. And that's why we remember this talented Bruin trio and their part in the history of football. And what great players they were, what great men, you know, Jackie Robinson, Kenny Washington, Woody Strode. Not remembered being all together, but they were part of that Gold Dust Trio, the 1939 UCLA Bruins. And we thank you for joining us here today for this little glimpse of history from the college game and some eye-openers in professional sports and baseball and pro football too. So, you know, these guys were giants on the field, but what they did off of the field and what they did for the future of the games themselves, for all sports, is just monumental. And they should be saluted for it, and that's what we're doing here. So we want to preserve that football history. We're glad you joined us today. We hope that you'll join us back tomorrow. You can always find us on pigskindispatch.com's website. We have plenty of different articles in the game of football there, and we are really enhancing our search functions and connectivity on Pigskin Dispatch. I think you will find it quite delightful. Any of the topics that you see highlighted in orange when you're reading that, you click on that, and it'll take you to other stories on that same topic, and it really keeps you involved in the game of football and the great players and the preserving of the history and the teams and everybody that's on there. You can also find us on sportshistorynetwork.com, where we are one of a couple dozen podcasters now that are just bringing you sports history, you know, each and every day of the year. And there is just a monumental hours upon hours of great podcast enjoyment for sports history. Fun for the whole family, very family friendly, and I think you'll really enjoy it, preserving the football history, because sportshistorynetwork.com is the headquarters of Sports History. You can find us on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch, Facebook page Pigskin Dispatch, and of course you can always email us with your comments and feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we look forward to answering your letters and reading them. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's THRIVE. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.